sample of Dacia Wolf and the Prophecy by Mandy Oyster, narrated by Colleen Daly. I walk through thick fog, heading toward a diffused light. As I near it, the silence is broken by a shrill, terrified scream. I don't think. I run toward the commotion. My feet thud against the pavement. I slow, wondering what I'm running to. Movement in the bushes makes my heart race. I glance over my shoulder, but fog obscures my vision and distorts my surroundings. I strain, listening for anything to help me find the source of the scream. Footsteps. Who's there? My voice shakes. I stop. My breath is shallow, ragged. I turn in circles. Then I see them. Cold, hard, reptilian eyes. Evil permeates the air. Fear tickles my neck and my flesh shudders. Dread clutches my heart and my breath is torn from my lungs. I woke up with a jolt, sitting upright in bed. My heart raced and I gasped for breath. I glanced at Samantha's bed to find her sound asleep. At least I didn't scream. For the rest of the night, I tossed and turned. Sleep eluded me. I got up, dressed in blue jeans and a hunter green hoodie, pulled on my tennis shoes, and went for a walk. I strolled across campus, breathing in the crisp mountain air, tension released from my body. The sun rose above the Snowfire Mountains. Pine trees covered the hillsides, growing sparser towards the tree line. The rugged cliffs were topped with snow from winters gone by. At the base, deciduous trees wore their stunning autumn dresses. They covered the campus and surrounded nearby Falcon Lake. As I took in the scenery, I felt more like myself. I sat on a bench between the parking lot and the dorms. Several students came and went, but I only cared about one. Cody's blue Camaro pulled into the parking lot, and my heart danced. I jumped to my feet and jogged over to him. Cody stepped out of his car and pulled on a purple and gold Bittersweet Lions hoodie. He stuffed his hands in his jeans pockets and waited for me. The wind tousled his blonde hair. We had been friends since second grade, but I couldn't help admiring him. I came to a stop in front of him and he greeted me with a broad grin. "Hey, where are your parents?" I asked. "Brittany's not feeling good, so I told them to stay and take care of her." Standing this close to Cody, I had to look up to see his blue eyes. I could tell it bothered him to have to come on his own, but I knew he wouldn't want me to dwell on it. I rested my hand on his arm and said, "You're such a good brother." Cody just stood there looking at me, one side of his mouth turned up in a mischievous grin. "What?" I asked. "Do I have something on my face?" "Besides freckles," he laughed, and it was contagious. "No, your eyes are really green today." Heat rose up my neck and onto my face and ears. "Thanks." I twirled a red curl around my finger. "Help me carry my stuff?" he asked. "Sure." We grabbed boxes and lugged them to Draconia Hall, the men's dorm. "Miss me?" he asked. I bumped my hip into him playfully. "Of course." Lines of tension branched from his eyes. "Seriously, though, did anything happen?" I shook my head. "Good." Over the years, Cody had taken a lot of crap for befriending me. His looks and athletic ability had always made him very popular, but the rest of his friends couldn't figure out why he spent time with me. When we were juniors in high school, I had asked him, "Why do you act like I'm special when everybody else treats me like the plague?" "I feel drawn to you, Dacia. Like there's a connection between us." His blue eyes sparkled with sincerity. "Besides, somebody needs to watch your back."